News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And good morning. We are going to be joined by three guests. They are all in the studio today, which we're excited about. And this morning we have Julie Rocky. She's the volunteer and coordinator of the upcoming third annual Race Across America event. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
We're also joined by Andy Mahoney. He is a member of the committee and master of ceremonies at the event. Good morning.
Good morning.
And he has his lovely daughter here, Sarah Mahoney. She's a junior at Lewisburg High School. And you guys have school today, don't you?
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry to hear that. But she's a volunteer with this event as well. And very impressive for a high school student to volunteer on such a great cause. Mm-hmm. Why don't you start, Julie, and just tell us a little bit about the Race Across America. It's the third annual, so that means you're relatively new.
Yes, absolutely. So we started the event 3 years ago. It really came from a wish I had to honor a fallen veteran of mine that I grew up with, Brett Shadle from the Elizabethville area, mm-hmm. and always thought it was a neat event in Arlington that they did every year to remember veterans at Christmas time, those that have deceased, and also as a way to think about those that are overseas and not at home with their families. So we started, we have 106 veterans now buried at Dreisbach, and we use that event to remember them, honor them, and also place a wreath on their graves. And we have about 30 other wreaths that are going to be going out in the community as well.
Wow, that's amazing. So where exactly, for folks who aren't familiar, is Dreisbach located?
Yep, Dreisbach is in Lewisburg. It's on 875 Dreisbach Church Road.
Okay, and there are a lot of veterans there. Is that like a common location for folks to have their families that are veterans located?
Yeah, our church is 231 years old, so we mm-hmm. have veterans from all different wars that are buried there in years of service, and it's really those that have been members at the church and others. So,
wow, that is amazing. So talk about the logistics for this event. Either one of you, Andy or Sarah, can jump in. Just everything that it takes to put this event together.
Yep. So I will start, but Andy really is the master of ceremonies that day and runs the show from the podium. But we have a lot of great members of the community coming that day. So, Andy, if you want to talk about that.
Sure. We have members from each branch of the service that will be part of the ceremony. We'll do a wreath for each service member and their branch they serve for. We have the Pennsylvania National Guard coming for the Honor Guard. We'll have the Coast Guard, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, and Army veterans there representing their branch. And then we'll conduct the ceremony and we'll have a guest speaker. And then following that, we'll go out to the cemetery and place 100 plus wreaths on fallen heroes' grave sites.
It must be a sight to see. I bet it mm-hmm. is just, especially if, there's snow on the ground or just, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's very patriotic and moving. Sarah, you're a volunteer. You've done this before?
Yes. I remember the last 2 years at the event. It's just really touching to have everyone kind of come together for an event like this and honor veterans in this way, because when you look out across the graveyard and you see just how many graves in this graveyard do have wreaths on them, you realize how many veterans there are in our community and what a big impact they've had on each one of us. And I think that's pretty great to see.
It's probably also a very emotional experience for you once it culminates and happens.
Oh, absolutely. And this year we're blessed by Buglers Across America. So we have two gentlemen coming from New York State to play for us. So they will play Taps and Echo at the end. So that obviously is always a moving experience. And this year to the ceremony, we are adding the Missing Man table. So if you're not familiar with that, it's a really interesting way. There's eight different elements, and our pastor will go through that with the children that morning, and it's really a family event. We see veterans come with their wives or husbands and children, and it's just a great way to bring folks together at Christmas.
So where do the wreaths come from?
So we actually, even though we're part of the formal Wreaths Across America program, we purchase our wreaths locally.
Okay.
So because it's important for us to stay as local as we can, and those wreaths can still still be ordered until Sunday. Due to the weather this weekend, we extended the deadline because we didn't have services. And you can call me, Julie Rocky, at 717-580-1564 to order a wreath, either for placement at Dreisbach. We have about 20 wreaths to go yet to get sponsored, or we have several folks getting wreaths to take to other veteran graves in the area to decorate those graves as well.
Andy, what is the Bucknell Military Science Program?
The Army ROTC at Bucknell University incorporates Bucknell, Susquehanna, and Bloomsburg ROTC. We have about 100 cadets across the three schools. They're college students who take Army ROTC classes on leadership. And when they graduate, after 4 years, they get a commission in the United States Army as second lieutenants.
Wow.
So each year, there's about 18 to 20 students from those three schools who become commissioned officers in the United States Army.
Oh, that's really great. Are they part of this? Do they like to take part in this event? Or
their school break is, they leave.
I bet they do.
Finals is over.
Sure.
Generally about the weekend before this, they head home, so they don't participate in this one locally.
Okay. Well, we know that Sarah's a volunteer. Sarah, do you have other friends of yours that join in and volunteer, or is this just something close and near to your heart?
It's a lot of people just in the community, and I know for the committee, I'm one of the few younger people on it, but then when you come to the event, I'm always surprised by just how many people from the community come out to support the event, because it's really great to see people that I know there and know that we are out in the community, we are making a difference.
That's wonderful. Well, this is exciting. We're going to have the Wreaths Across America event. It's on the 14th, which is a Saturday, I believe, right?
Yes.
And it's 10 a.m. at Dreisbach United Church of Christ in Lewisburg. And just final thoughts from each one of you, if you have anything additional you'd like to add.
So what I would say is that Christmas is a very, very busy time for all of us, no matter what that means to you. But we should never be too busy to remember those that protect us and give us our freedoms every single day. So this is about an hour of your time to come out, even if you can't sponsor a wreath, to just come and be part of a very moving experience and ceremony. So we welcome everyone. It's free and open to the public.
So it's a good idea to come. It's okay to come if you're not directly involved with the organization.
Absolutely. And you can volunteer to help us lay wreaths. So again, if you call me, Julie Rocky, at 717-580-1564, I can get you connected to just help that day as well instead of sponsor.
Okay. Andy, anything you want to add?
Sure. Everyone knows Memorial Day is to honor those who have served and fallen. Veterans Day is to honor those who have served. And then even in Pennsylvania, as the month of November, the last 2 years has been Veterans Awareness Month. But this is one last opportunity right before Christmas to honor those veterans who serve all branches of the service for our great nation. So it's a great event, and everyone's welcome to come.
Okay. And Sarah?
Just along the lines of what the other two have said, this is a really great event. And right before Christmas, seeing all the wreaths and honoring veterans in this way, it's a great way to get into the Christmas spirit and remember veterans and be thankful, because Christmas is kind of a time for me and my family where we're appreciative of all that we have, and we wouldn't have what we have if it hadn't been for veterans.
Excellent. Very well put.
One other thing, if I could add, thank you so much to the Mahoneys, because they put a ton of time and effort into this, and especially Sarah made this part of her Girl Scout project. So it's just great to see that involvement from the younger generation as I continue to get older.
Well, I'm very impressed, Sarah. I have a junior and a sophomore and a senior. It's really scary right now. And I'm just so impressed with how well-spoken you are and that you're a dedicated volunteer in the community.
Thank you. You
should be very proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Julie, for coming in. We've been talking with Julie Rocky of Wreaths Across America. And also Andy Mahoney, thank you, and Sarah Mahoney. And make sure you find out more about this event. Contact Julie Rocky. Her number is 717-580-1564. This is WKOK Sunrise.